And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. I want to read something to you. Listen to this. This is Paul in his letter to the Galatians. Paul says, "Walk in the Spirit, that you may not fulfill the lusts of the flesh." Walk in the Spirit, that you may not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So what does that mean? Well, it means a lot. Who knows what it means? Who knows what that means? Well, maybe after this program, you'll understand what it means, and you'll see how it applies to you and how important it is to walk in the Spirit. Somewhere Christ said that God wants worshipers who worship Him in spirit and in truth. But what does that mean, to worship Him in spirit and in truth? Well, there's that term in spirit again. Walk in the Spirit, worship in the Spirit. What does that mean? Well, I'm going to explain to you. It's very important. See, and I'm going to start with something very basic so that you can actually get it. So you can actually see what I'm talking about in a very down-to-earth way. Your eyes will be opened. Okay? So, you see, there are two ways of looking at anything. Women know when a man is looking at her with that look, that lust, when he's looking at her with lust, not love, but with lust, she can sense the difference between a man who looks at her with kindness, with disinterested kindness, just the way he would look at anyone, or that look of a man who's looking at her with lust. You see, there's a difference. There's a difference between the way somebody looks at a piece of pie when they want that pie, or they want those shoes, or they want that coat, or they want that car. When you want something, you look at it differently than when you're just looking at it disinterestedly. Okay? When you resent someone, you look at them differently. They see you look at them, and they can sense the resentment. Okay? There's a difference between walking down the street, and as you're walking along, you see the beautiful blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you see the trees and the birds, and you see the grass growing and the beautiful flowers, and you see all of that. It's beautiful. Okay? There's a difference between that and walking down the street with your iPhone, okay, in a conversation with someone that you're totally lost in that conversation and you become oblivious to everything around you. There's a difference between the way you look at your child when your child comes to you and say, "Mommy," with a question. And you are totally there for your child and you say yes. There's a difference between that and then when you're lost in texting someone. And your child comes up and you're texting and you keep texting without even looking at your child. You say, "What do you want?" There's a difference, see, in the way you look at the child and the way you look at that text. Okay? There's a difference between walking toward the cashier at the store and you're just walking toward the cashier. And some other people are heading up to the front of the store also to purchase their items. There's a difference between that and being in a hurry and rushing to get to the line. And here comes somebody and you rush to get there first. See the difference? So I've given some examples, not very good ones, frankly, but that's the best I could come up with. But enough examples so you got the idea. There's a certain way that the drug addict looks at the drug, or the marijuana addict looks at his marijuana. He devours it with his eyes, and he lusts after it, and he wants it, and he needs it, and he craves it, and everything else is not important. See? So after this important little announcement. We'll continue with this topic, and then I will explain. You will see for yourself what it means to walk in the Spirit. Got a comment or a question? Here's my email address, sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Got a question or a comment? You can call my listener call-in line anytime, 24/7. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. So I was talking about two different ways to look at anything. Okay. In one way, you are lost in it. You are captive of it. And another way, you are free and you look at it lightly. When you look at something with emotion, with worry, with anger, with resentment, with greed, with desire, with a naughty interest in it. When you get involved in it, when you get lost in it, there's a difference between that and looking at it lightly. Now, I'm going to say something that may surprise you, but it may be helpful. When you look at something lightly, when you stand back and look at it lightly, not lost in it. You don't need it. See, you don't like it. You don't dislike it. You don't need it. You don't have feelings for it or against it. You're neutral toward it. You have an attitude of friendly neutrality. You're disinterested in it. When you look at something like that, you are very close to walking in the Spirit. In fact, you may be walking in the Spirit. But when you get lost in your conversation, when you are intensely studying and lost in the study, when you're arguing with someone and deeply involved in arguing with them, when you're looking at the newspaper and you get lost in the newspaper article, you become oblivious to everything around you. Okay? When you're driving along and you're lost in thinking about something, worrying about the future or thinking about the past, what happened. You're so lost in your thinking that you drive right past the exit you should have taken. You are oblivious. See? So when you are lost in things, lost in thought, lost in study, lost in reading, lost in emotion, lost in anger, lost in need, lost in greed, lost in addiction, lost in any way, lost in your music, listening to your music, or lost into television. Sometimes just walk into a room where people are watching television and look at how lost they are in the television. Or walk into a room where people are all using their iPhone. Look how they're lost in it. There's a rapport, a relationship, a hypnotic bond. They are into it, and that separates them from. What does it separate them from? It separates them from, now here we go, it separates them from objectivity. It separates them from understanding. It separates them from reasonableness. It separates them from love. It separates them from wisdom. It separates them from their creator. It separates them from intuition. It separates them from patience. It separates them from everything that would make them a true human. Now Christ, when Christ was upon the earth, he helped people. He talked to people. He talked to people. He was with people. He ate with people. He traveled with people. But he never lost being in the Spirit. He was always in the Spirit. He walked in the Spirit. Paul told the Galatians to walk in the Spirit. Christ walked in the Spirit. He walked with understanding. He walked with patience. He walked with love. He walked with reasonableness. And he didn't get caught up in anything. He didn't get caught up in study, in reading the newspaper, in arguing with someone, in wanting something, in resenting something, in worrying about the future, or reliving the past. He always had a light touch. He walked in the Spirit. And it is very important that you walk in the Spirit. Okay? If you want to find God, if you want to find the purpose for your existence, if you want to find peace of mind, if you want to be a better parent and a better partner, then you must learn how to walk in the Spirit. You may not be able to walk in the Spirit every moment like Christ did, but you can walk in the Spirit a little bit, every day a little more and a little more and a little more. Hi everyone, this is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. And that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air, okay? That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. This program has been on the air now for 28 years. And I'm very glad to be here and grateful. And I buy this airtime to bring my message to people. Wish I had more money to bring it to more, markets. But I'm glad to be here. Now, here's my message. Very simply, it's this. To be what it means to be a human being. See, Christ was the most complete human that ever lived. What do we think of when we think of a complete human being? What do we think of? We think of someone who has love and who has patience and who has kindness and who has a sense of humor, okay? And someone who doesn't take advantage and someone who's fair and someone who has courage and someone who has honor and someone who has a lot of love, okay? And someone who's honest with you, who doesn't lie to you, someone who's not phony with you. That's a good human being. Person who loves children and who is patient with other people and doesn't hate them. Okay? Well, that's what Christ was. See, he loved people. He didn't use people. He loved them. He told them the truth. And he helped them. And they got better. Now, would you like to be a better human being? Would you like to be a better parent? Are you impatient with your children? Are you impatient with your children? Okay. And how about your partner? You resent your partner. Okay. And how about other people? Do you resent them? Do you judge them? Do you condemn them in your mind? Okay. How about it? Well, would you like to be less of that? Now, here's another thing. So we're going to keep it real simple. How about, are you emotional? Do you get angry at people easily? Do you get upset? Do you resent people? Okay. Well, would you like to be more steadfast and calm and patient and composed? Well, would mean then that you would be more like Christ, more like Paul. And that would mean that you would want to walk in the Spirit. Because you see, when you are emotional and when you are lost in your iPhone or your conversation or lost in your television or lost in your texting or lost in your food or lost in your study, you are not walking in the Spirit. You are sowing to the flesh. Okay? You become an animal. When you're angry, you become an animal, not a human. See, to be a human, you have to walk in the Spirit. And when you become angry and vicious and hateful and judgmental, you are an animal, or even worse. Okay? So, and when you're filled with lust, and when you got to have your drug, you got to have that item, you got to have that food, you got to have something, your drink, you got to have it. Whatever it is that you got to have, then you become an animal. A single-minded, fixated animal. And you are not walking in the Spirit. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Yeah, so keep listening in. Keep listening in. Check out my many YouTube lectures that I have on wonderful spiritual topics. Send me an email if you'd like to have a little get-together, like a little seminar, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20 people. I'm sure I could find a place there somewhere in Palm Springs or Palm Desert or San Bernardino or Redlands, and we could have a little seminar so I could talk about some of these things and you could share and people could learn something and grow, and it's a lot of fun. I've had them in the past, and they are a lot of fun. People always leave better off than when they came, no question about it. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. We're talking about a verse from Paul's letter to the Galatians. He told them to walk in the Spirit and that thereby not sow to the flesh. And we're talking about what he meant by walk in the Spirit, and I'm making it very simple. When you're lost in anything, you're lost in watching television, when you're lost in your iPhone conversation, when you're lost in your drug, when you're lost in your music, when you're lost in worry, when you're lost in reliving the past, when you're lost in anger, when you're lost in excitement, when you're lost in yelling and screaming at the ball game, when you're lost in anything, when you're lost in your food, drifting away with your food, you are not walking in the Spirit. You have a bond with the flesh, a bond with a rapport, a magnetic, hypnotic bond with whatever it is that you're lost in. And you get into it, and it gets into you. To walk in the Spirit means to be able to stand back from everything. To stand back. To not be angry. To stand back. To not be excited at the ball game. To stand back. To not be lost in the television. To be watching it lightly. See, to be listening lightly. To be reading lightly. To be scanning lightly. And as you walk along the street, to be aware of your surroundings. We know that's good, don't we? They always tell us when we take self-defense courses, for example, they tell us to be aware. Because, see, there's so much good about being aware. Because you're walking in the Spirit. And you're actually there. Not only are you not lost in something, you are there, and then you also have access to intuition to warn you. Okay? You have access to wisdom, to reason, to understanding, to patience, to kindness, all of these beautiful things and courage that we think of as being truly human. Those are available to you when you are standing back, okay, and walking through life lightly. A long time ago, there was a beautiful television program, and it was called Kung Fu. Many of you probably have never seen it. Some of you have seen a little bit of it, maybe, in reruns or, on television or on a DVD or something. It was called Kung Fu. It was about a Shaolin monk who was traveling through America in the days of the Old West, and he had many adventures. But I think he exemplifies. They did a wonderful job of making that, the director and the writers and the actor did a wonderful job of portraying someone who always did what was right. See, he never let anything become more important than what was right. And so therefore he went through life lightly. He had a light touch. See, he wasn't into anything too much. And so he wasn't into his drugs or his cigarette or into his marijuana or into his food or into naughty things. See, or into shopping or into study, into setting goals and into being selfish. He had a light touch. He always delicately looked to see for the rightness of things. He had a light touch. You know, there's something about that. It's just beautiful. Maybe you had a good grandma, for example, or a good grandpa, who loved you in a disinterested way. He didn't want anything from you. He just loved to sit there and to watch you play when you were a little child, or to take you by the hand and go somewhere. And so his love was disinterested. He didn't want to improve you or improve your grades or improve anything. He just sort of appreciated you as a little child. He loved you in that disinterested way. So it was protective and it was kind. And he had a twinkle in his eye, and he had a light touch, or she had a light touch. Grandma, she loved you, okay? Because she was, perhaps she was walking in the Spirit. It's a beautiful thing. Well, I've dedicated myself to helping people to discover how to walk in the Spirit. Yes, you do have moments. You have moments when you walk in the Spirit. You do. But very few. You've got to have more. Till you're always walking in the Spirit. And if you get caught up in something, you snap out of it. So please take advantage of the resources that I have. My meditation is particularly helpful, and it's free. Helps you to get centered and stand back and not get lost in things. If you want to find God, if you want to find the purpose for your existence, if you want to find peace of mind, if you want to be a better parent and a better partner, then you must learn how to walk in the Spirit. You may not be able to walk in the Spirit every moment like Christ did, but you can walk in the Spirit a little bit, every day a little more and a little more and a little more. I hope you enjoyed today's program. It's like a program for a time capsule. Listen to it over and over again. Go to the archives at sheddingshackles.com or at talktoapastor.org. Go to the archives and listen to it again. Get the little free meditation. Begin to practice it every day. Your life could depend upon it. Your relationships could depend upon it. Your future, your salvation could depend upon it, okay? Could do you a world of good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.